Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I want to talk to you about your story. I want to talk to you about your life and the uniqueness of who you are. As a writer, I get a lot of people who ask me about how to write a book and whether or not I think that their story would be important. And, you know, if you know me, you know that I entered into publishing at the request of my father. And so it wasn't something that I had planned to do at this season in my life, but it was something I dreamed of doing when I was younger. And I think that everyone has a story to tell. And more than likely, everyone has at least two books in them. I think what happens is that people diminish some of their life experiences, and they think that other people won't be interested, or they think that that their life was boring. And what I find 9 times out of 10 is that because either I know them or I know some of their background, they have brilliant stories to tell. And the key is just figuring out which one you want to share. And so by me primarily writing and nonfiction, I'm telling the story of humanity through poetry. And you can write a short story, or you could write a novel, or you could write fiction. It doesn't matter. I think the thing is that you take your experiences and you put them into the stories you want to tell, and you trust that there is a market for your voice. And even if there isn't a market for your voice that has been published at this point, it doesn't mean that your story doesn't matter. I had no idea if there was a market for my voice. I just knew that I had a love for God and I loved writing. And when there were events in my life that I couldn't figure out any other way, writing was how I made those steps. And so I have written all my life. It's just that I didn't publish all of my life. And so what I want to tell you is your story matters. And what happens when you give the gift of your story to the world is you help other people see that they're not alone. You help other people see that challenges can be overcome, and that victory is often near, and that we just have to hold on. And it gives people hope. It helps you really define who you are. It gives you a sense of, in my case, of completion, because it was a dream that I held so long ago as a young girl. And I think it also, in my case, it leaves a path for people behind me to come and walk if they're struggling, if they're, you know, having a hard time, if they're trying to find their footing in their faith, if they just need some encouragement. Because I started writing because the books I needed to read weren't there. There was so much out there. There were wonderful authors out there. There were best-selling books out there. But what I needed was different in my soul because of what I was going through. And so when I was writing, I wasn't writing books as books. I was writing poetry for poetry. I was writing essays for the essays that really I needed to hear, and people that I wanted to encourage. And so as I started to let my spirit flow through my words, I found deeper parts of myself that I hadn't acknowledged. I found tears that helped me heal. I found ways to connect with people that I probably will never meet personally, but I get a message every once in a while from someone that says, I understand you, your words resonate with me, or I'm going through it too, and I really am glad that I found you. And so when I get those messages, it's always at the right time, because even I still have doubt sometimes where I'll go through things and I'll just be like, what do I do next? You know, what am I supposed to do with my life? You know, where am I going to be able to go next from here? How do I help more people? And sometimes I have those moments, and I can have a day where I just feel like, you know, what am I supposed to be doing? Where am I here, right? And then I'll get that little, I call them little kisses from God, where someone who will just send me a message and let me know that my words made a difference. And it's usually at the time when I am at the darkest hour in my own mind, and I'm just going, wow, I want to be able to do something. And then I realize I already have. And so what I want to say to you today is that your story matters. Your life matters. And someone out there is going through the same things you're going through, or is looking to find a way to get through what they're going through. And your words will help them find that path. So don't discount your story. And there are a lot of different books that you can read. There are courses you can take. And there are people probably in your life, just like the people in my life, who said, yeah, I'll help you, you know, publish this book. You just need to find a good editor. And if you get a good editor, they will also help you define your voice a little bit more. And they'll help you weed out the things that you possibly don't need to have in your book. Because there's a lot of things that I write that just never make it into a book. So I just wanted to tell you that and let you know that the world is waiting to hear from you. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace wherever you are today on your journey. Know that it is an important step, and the world is ready to hear your words. All right? So be safe. Goodbye.